What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
Show fourth year in Evansville, my man David Ragland Rags. What's up, brother? How you doing?
Good morning, my brother. How you doing?
Man, on this road, brother, Chicago. A little waves for him in Chicago. Him about to head out to New York here, man. A little chilly up in Chicago.
Yeah, about to say the Windy City's no joke. That's no joke.
Nah, it's not. And bro, what threw me off? I should have expected it. They had the ice down for the hockey, the Blackhawks. So the arena was like icebox cold last night.
You got to take your winter coat in there. You got to take your winter coat in that bad boy.
Yes, indeed, man. But, bro, like, how you been doing up there at Evansville, man? I see you and the guys doing well. Your staff still doing all the guys, man. G and Snow and the brothers up there, man. You still grinding, I see, brother.
Yeah, man, we doing well. Now, Coach Snow, Coach G, DJ, Peter, Sammy, Bo, man, we're all working away. You know, we've had a really successful off season, just with our recruiting. You know how it goes. As soon as the season's over with, you're knee deep in on the transfer portal, and we got started on that. Once we got through all the dust, I guess all the dust settled in January, we found ourselves with 9 new guys. You know, 6 guys that are part of our program returned. And we went straight to work. This summer was very successful in terms of weight room on the court, getting guys jump started and continued academically. Then this fall has been really, really good as well. Super competitive with our team, consistent in just their work and their habits. And, you know, now we're a closed-door scrimmage and an exhibition game down. And one step closer, one day closer to opening day at Purdue at Mackey Arena against number one team in the country.
And Rags, man, for you, man, how cool is it to see your team kind of get some film on the watch, really against another jersey? Yeah. Because them closed scrimmages, the scrimmage exhibitions, you kind of know what you have, and then you kind of tighten up things where you want, how you want to play guys, what groups play well together, find the right mix and the right interactions of what we each, everybody. So talk about this for you, instead of kind of doing that self-scout and see what you can really do to get ready for that Purdue game on Thursday coming up.
Spot on, boss, man. That's exactly what we told our guys, man, that, you know, going into, you know, closed door scrimmages and exhibition games, you know, winning is not the objective. Learning is, you know, you learn your I guess your combinations that work well with one another. You learn, you know, kind of your, here's what we've been working on offensively and defensively with our philosophy. Here are some things we need to tweak. Here are some actions where we're really getting a lot of mileage out of. Here are some coverages that we really need to dial in on. It just gives you a clearer picture, I would say, how it looks against someone else. We did three scrimmages with inter-squad scrimmages, and they were good. But again, you're playing against yourself, and you know what's on the way offensively, defensively, what adjustments, tweaks. It's hard to be surprised. So then you have those closed doors and exhibitions, and it's been really, really good. And we talked about this with our group. It's just been better for us to lock in, zero in on details. Maybe it's positioning. Maybe it's getting closer to our man and certain coverages. Just better flow with the ball defensively. And just being sharper. At the end of the day, we'll continue to learn that throughout our non-conference and how we can be better on both sides of the ball. Just trying to make sure we know what our staples are. Here's our non-negotiables. And then now we can build on our philosophy on both sides of the basketball. And it's been a great learning experience the last 2 weeks, and it's going to help us be really, really sharp this week of practice as we gear up for our season opener.
Hey, Raz, I got an interesting question for you, brother, because in the NBA, I'm noticing teams aren't really deploying some of their prime actions. It's kind of still kind of basic right now. And right. For you in the college basketball world, at what point do you start deploying more of your concepts out there? Because you got conference play coming up, but how to balance keeping some stuff kind of, we're going to play our basic stuff before really deciding if I'm really unleashed the beast per se, yeah. as the NBA kind of slow walking themselves into it right now.
Yeah, no, you have to be strategic, do a little of both. I mean, if you don't, we've done this in years past where we don't do anything in terms of like kind of our quick hitters or ATOs. And you never know unless you do it in a game. And we've kind of sprinkled in a little bit in both games that we played, because you have to do it against somebody else before you know, hey, man, like it looks good on paper. It looks good on film. Let's see if it actually works. So we'll slowly kind of sprinkle in some of those quick hitters and ATOs throughout the non-conference season. And then once we get into, conference play, we can tweak it some more. We can build upon maybe one that is working. And then the ones that aren't, we can kind of tweak those a little bit to make them a little bit better, or maybe even scrap them. But we'll gradually build that in. One thing that we want to do as a group, and we feel like we can be strong at, and we've offensively been able to kind of rest on our what we call our breakdown offense, like the play after the play, and that's more through our roster. We have recruited a roster that is more conducive to the style that we want to play offensively. More guys that can dribble, pass, and shoot and make really good decisions. More guys that are skilled, that can make an open jump shot, that can drive a closeout. That's been more of our focus. But we will start to unleash the beast, as you say, as the season goes on, and get some of our quick hitters and ATOs and really, just kind of see where our advantage is as the season goes on.
Brad, it's funny you say that, brother, because I know with the Hawks here, man, it's like we go to our primary, secondary, main action, secondary action, then it goes down to our red alert action.
So, it's go time. Yeah, you get late in that class, it's go time.
Yeah, so yeah, like it's funny to hear you say that, because that's what we're doing, what you're saying. Like we had at a certain point, eight seconds on shot clock is gonna go down. We call it our red alert actions. We just go. Yeah. But the thing about it is, he changes up from game to game what they are.
Right.
They think, oh, this.
You know, and which is really wise, and you know, that's something that we look at as well, is, you know, every team defends a little bit differently because of their roster makeup. You know, and as the season gets going, teams get settled in at doing certain things. So you have to, you know, you have to play chess the entire season, and you know, you have to have your base, but you better be ready to pivot. You know, depending on who you're playing against.
Yeah, man. Cause I know it's funny with having Trey Young, is either going to be, they're going to blitz and they're going to hard hit them with two slides. They may just switch two through four and may keep the one on him, go over it. So it's funny to watch the different strategies, how they decide to defend him. Cause you put two on him, you let him go and give an open three to somebody.
Yeah.
He let him to the basket. You can get, it's like he puts you in a bind offensively, you know?
Exactly.
So it's funny to watch the strategy on how to defend the Trae Young pick and roll late in the clock. It's really funny to watch and see it, how teams do it every night.
Exactly. I mean, especially when you got somebody dangerous like that, like where it doesn't matter what you do, like you're kind of making a mistake. And that's what we've taught our group. We're continuing to work on just the offense that we play. Our base offense is a defense mistake offense. You know, like whatever they're doing, they're making a mistake. So, like, don't fight it.
Yes.
Go to the next action. And before you know it, we're getting a layup from a back cut, or, you know, a drive and kick three, or a drive and drift, a one more three. But we're going to find, you know, where you're given on that defensive possession. So, no, man, I like that strategy. And I love, like, watching – That's the one thing, like, I love, you know, people ask, like, man, do you watch games the same, you know, whether it's college or pro or even high school, you know, since I've been coaching this, you know, going on 22 years now, and it's hard to, you know, like, you find yourself, and I found myself just trying to find the chess match, like, what chess match are the coaches playing this game, and you know, you see the teams trying to take away the other team's strengths and also trying to play toward their strengths, you know, on both sides of the ball. And it's just a fun watch to see how that chess match is being played.
Now, Mark Brady is the coach of ours here at the Hawks. So it's funny. He says sometimes seasons are bad and worse. Some of my bad and some of my worse.
That's good.
What are you going to pick? Bad or worse?
That's good. No, that's good. Hey, it feels like that sometimes. It feels like that plenty of times.
Well, should be in my head, should be in my heart. Either way, we're screwed.
Yeah.
Because we played Shaky's Alexander on Saturday night. And he was like,
right,
bad
right.
or worse? Yeah. Bad or hard? Which one?
Which one you want? That's real life.
He still scored 30.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's solid.
Yeah.
That's solid. Holding shade of 30 is solid.
Yeah, so, yeah, man, I love it because I think, like you said, Rash, for me, being son of a coach, having played myself, man, like, I watching the game a little different than the fans watch it because I'm watching certain things. Because I talk to the fans all the time, Rags, you watch the all-team players.
Yeah.
Watch the weak side action, what's going on the weak side.
Right.
It's something going on the weak side you can pick up on. Watch that and watch the movement and watch how guys are moving in unison and interacting with each other to get to a certain thing.
Exactly.
Trying to get, so I try to tell them the fans here, don't just watch the ball. Watch the weak side.
Yeah. Watch it all develop. Like, and you're right, man. Like, if more folks would see that, they'd appreciate the art of it. You know, like, it, at the end of the day, like, it's, I mean, it's a beautiful game. And I was watching something the other day. You know, a buddy of mine sent it to me, but it was like, you know, beautiful basketball. And it was a bunch of clips of, you know, just guys making, you know, offensively making the right play, you know, hitting, if you're, you know, looking at baseball, hitting singles to get to that, you know, get the bucket. And, you know, it was just, you know, playing the right way, getting downhill, you know, feeding the ball to your teammate, watching them cut, watching them move, just, you know, poetry in motion But it is, it's art form, and there's more appreciation the more that you widen your lens, so to speak, of the game, and you see, just plays develop.
Because Rags, sometime on the show, I share the screen with the, I pull up the Zoom and I go through clips. Show them Zoom, show them wide pins, Rams, steers, 45s. I show them these things I can understand, not just call it a play. That makes me want to cringe. No, it's an action, not a play.
Yes, no doubt. No doubt. And then there's also plays after the play, and there's timing to it, right? Like you got to know when to 45, you got to know when to glide, you got to know when to. Yeah, you can't just do it on a whim. Like it has to be, hey, my teammate is driving baseline. It's time for me to cut and, circle the rim or, get to the, we call it the NBA, but it's next best action. Like you gotta know when to get to the next best action. And it's not just when you feel like it. 'Cause now it looks messy. Now we just look crazy out there.
Man, what you saying? Well, I love about your roster, Rags, man. You got switchable sides, man. Like you can switch 1 through 4, 1 through 5, yeah. So you can really cause a problem with that limp. Talk about that. We building your roster, brother. Thinking about defensively, man, we switchable and do head play different coverages based on the size you have and causing problems, and hopefully get the rebound and get up the floor with some good quick action.
Absolutely. And that's what we've looked at is we really improved our defense since we've been here. And a lot of it is, we've gotten bigger, we've gotten taller, and we've been able to switch position 1 through 5 a lot of times. When you have guys that are 6'10", 6'11", 7 foot that can cover and move and slide their feet. The one thing, like when you look at the game, like what are the higher percentage shots at the rim? Well, if you can have size and protect the paint, you keep people away from the rim. And then if they do get to the rim and you have guys that can block and alter shots, now you're lowering those higher percentage shots. And that's been our focus is, let's get positional size. Let's also not lose. Like sometimes when you go positional size, some people think like you cut out athleticism or speed. You got to be able to find that too. And sometimes like vertical athleticism, like lateral athleticism is just as important as vertical athleticism. And we feel like we've been able to recruit positional size and not give up lateral speed and quickness, which has helped our switchability defensively. And then that limits people getting to the paint, getting downhill, living at the rim. And it keeps them on the perimeter, and now we're making them take tough contested twos or even threes, and then those longer shots equal long rebounds, and now our guys are tracking down rebounds, and they're getting them more at the free throw line, the half court, and that's already leading the break. So now you're quote unquote disadvantaged defensively becomes your advantage offensively. And before you know it, you're living at the rim on the offensive end. So we have a 6'7" point guard from Germany. And a lot of people are like, when they look at our team, they're like, they don't look that big because they're all the same size. And then you get up on them and you're like, oh, this dude's actually like he's tall. But to have a point guard of that stature that can still move on both ends of the floor is really, really important. We play our twin, quote unquote, twin towers often together. We had two guys that are 6'11", both that can really, really move defensively. We brought in speaking of the shy, we brought in AJ Casey, who's from Chicago, started his career at Miami of Florida, and was at St. Louis last year. He's 6'9". And can really move. He can easily guard 1 through 5. We just have multiple guys that can do that. We have a transfer from North Carolina Central and Keyshawn Porter, who is 6'4", long arms, really defends like a ball hawk, really defends the perimeter well. But He's got a ticker, man. He plays really, really hard. So if somebody's going into the post, he's gonna fight you. Like, it's gonna be a fight. So every position, I mean, we don't give up, the athleticism. We don't give up the height. We don't give up the speed. We don't give up the fight, which is even more important. And it allows us to keep people out of the paint, away from the rim, and helps us to get down the court and then transition a lot quicker.
And Raz, I think what you did, man, your height and athleticism in the Valley, they play like way slow and precision in basketball. So you are the contrast that it can maybe speed them up some, And I think that can really be your advantage because I think a lot of teams have to come play slow, which blows my mind sometimes. So watch it, but still, but I love what you're doing because you can speed them up and use your athleticism, get that long rebound, have a guy run around a go route, person we call a go route, throw that ball, get he's laid up a dunk. Why, like you said, why they did this advantage? They're trying to get back, kill on the transition, boom, to get set yourself back up, do it again.
No, no doubt about it. I mean, and that's the thing, when you look at any sport, you kind of want to be a chameleon. Like, you want to be you have your staples and have your identity and do what you do, but you don't want to be caught in a situation where we don't do that. We're uncomfortable. We can't play that way. And we know our league is a slower paced league. Belmont is probably one of the quicker paced teams that we have in our league outside of us. Murray State is going to play quicker as well. I do think that Illinois State has has that in their arsenal to be able to play a little bit quicker than Indiana State has played quicker. But outside of that, we're just a slower paced team, more of a possession based team. And we're in a situation where we can do both. We can, we're playing a quote unquote track meet. All right, let's run then. Let's get these thoroughbreds out and let's run. And if we're going to slow it down and be meticulous in our offensive and defensive schemes, we can do that too. And we just, back to like your point of, playing, scrimmage games and exhibitions. That's when you have an opportunity to teach your team time to score. Like, this game may have been a track meet for a while, but like, we have the lead. There's 3 minutes in the game. Like, if we're up 8 points, we don't need to speed this thing up anymore. Like, we got enough to win. We just gotta, manage the clock properly. So like, that's the beauty of playing your closed door and your exhibition, is you have an opportunity to really, get in some real life situations where you try to set those up in practice, and it's like really, it helps them. Like, you got the guardrails up, but in a game, like, you got to respond the right way, or you find yourself in a tough situation. But now, just being able to pivot and kind of be a chameleon and play different styles while having a base of what we do is going to become a strength of ours.
That's what's up, brother. I told y'all, brother, I'm gonna see December 6th in West Kentucky, brother. I have a nice off day. I said I can see my man play, man. So I'm gonna see you,
Absolutely.
West Kentucky, brother. I'll be cheering for you, man. As always, my guy. I want you to do very well. This hope we talk again in March when you're cutting out of Memphis, St. Louis, my brother, at Arch Madness, brother.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I always appreciate you and your support. I love what you do. Always following you, but look forward to seeing you December 6th.
All right, brother. Same here, my guy. It was fun as always, my guy.
All right. Take care now.
All right.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
What's up, family? Gerald the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 105.5 The King. Let the King out at 105theking.com and the Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, the Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's the Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to the Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.